Hey guys, it's your girl Erica Ellis. I hope you had a fantastic weekend. I know I did. So listen, I am coming in to talk about something that's the matter of the heart, okay? So we're going to live in truth. We have to live in God's truth, right? And so the word that keeps ringing in my ear this year has been reconciliation, right? And for those of you who hold grudges, I hope you did not cringe when I said this, but listen, it's necessary. It's a necessary topic to talk about and how it can release you to the blessings and for God to answer some prayers in your life, right? And how you can also just be reconciled and be restored and redeemed from a hurt, some pain and some brokenness and back to the person that ultimately has offended you. But I don't even want to just talk about being reconciled back to some friendships or a relative, but let's talk about being reconciled back to God. What do I mean? So let me give you an example. Me, I feel like 2018 has been so redemptive in my spiritual life that I have been reconciled back to God in spirit and in truth, right? And not just by like, oh, I'm a Christian, but by the way that I live, the way that I think, the way that I treat people, and the way I'm really trying to be in step with the spirit. And it's all about flowing in the spirit, right? But when you aren't reconciled to God, there is a disconnect. You may not feel God's presence when you're praying and you're trying to push through and it's like, God, why am I not feeling it? What is going on? Well, let's talk about some things that can kind of sever us from the Lord, right? Let's talk about the things that happens in life. Life just happens, right? God says, when trouble comes your way, not if, okay? So when trouble comes our way, how are you handling it? What are you thinking about God in that moment? So for example, someone may have lost a loved one. It is a person that they love, your mom, your sister, your cousin, your brother, or a best friend. And you're wondering, why God, why did you have to take this person from me, right? Or maybe you were in a relationship and you just knew this was going to be the one, you guys were gonna have a beautiful life together, but it ended. And it ended with heartbreak. You are really mourning this loss and you're probably struggling with depression or insecurities or even blaming yourself, right? So much guilt and shame that comes with a loss oftentimes. I know when my mother passed away, and that's a loss for me, and my mother passed away, I dealt with a little guilt, shoulda, coulda, woulda, right? But so all of these things, we're wondering, we're asking God, like, God, why me? Why can't I catch a break? Why do I have to keep going through things in order to know that you love me or to get the picture or the point, right? Because there's always a lesson at the end of it all. But like, it seems like I keep having to learn a lesson. And so bringing it back to me, I was reconciled back to God this year just because I was really struggling in my faith. And guys, when I tell y'all, it is crazy hearing me say this because I was like all about faith. I encourage everyone in their faith. I feel like I had the gift of faith. Like it was just what got me through life, you know, and I was living in a bubble at one point. And so over the past year, I was struggling like not even just with insecurities, but just like really believing in God's sovereignty and the authority that he has in the world and in my life. And I questioned so many things and it just really started to disconnect me from the Lord. And I started to feel like I was on this world or this planet on my own. And when you are severed from God, like I didn't feel the same kind of grace that I felt before, right? I didn't feel even the spirit that helped me activate grace to other people or patience. And, you know, I found myself being super irritable, just lashing out and just not myself. I'm naturally a happy person and I'll have my high moments. But y'all, when I tell you I had some low moments, they were low. And I hated the inconsistencies that I was experiencing every single day. And so I just wanted to come on here and say, listen, if I had to share that about me, just so you can kind of just reflect and say, okay, God, have I started doubting you? Have I, is there any unbelief in my heart that has severed me from you because of things that I've gone through or I haven't seen an answered prayer just yet? And if it is, guys, repent right now because life is not going to get any better. Life is not going to get any better being distant and disconnected and severed from the Lord. It is not. And when I tell you 2018 has been amazing, I think I'm about to cry because it was like God saying, listen, now you know that you did not choose me. And it's so humbling to know, you know what, God, you're right. You chose me. And so he kind of took me off my high horse. And now I just have nothing but gratitude for the Lord. And I'm just so thankful every day. And I wake up so excited. I'm so thankful that I have an opportunity to show love to my family, my husband, my friends, and just another opportunity to get it right. So if you are the type of person, I know many people who like to hold grudges and they think, okay, well, I'm fine. I'm getting by. It's not going to get you anywhere. You're going to stay stuck and unfulfilled and lonely. It's a lonely place to be disconnected from the Lord. So I just pray that you hear my heart in this message. And if this is for you, listen, just lift up your hands right now and say, God, I'm sorry. And immediately in that instant, he has forgiven you. I promise you, he's just been waiting on you, okay? So I love you guys, and I pray that this blesses your spirit, because it has blessed mine, and I'm so able that I'm able to confess this and share it with whoever is listening. And feel free to share it with your friends if you like. But I love you. Just be reconciled back to the Lord. And if it wasn't a spiritual matter for you, and it really is just going back to a friend or a lost brother or a relative, do it, okay? You don't know how God will bless your obedience and you just walking in humility. All right, so live in God's truth, live in your truth, and be true to yourself. Be true to the best version of who you want to be. And it always starts on the inside first, and it works itself out. Love y'all. Peace.